This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week, presented by Ingalls Markets, serving the region since 1963. They work closely with organic growers and producers to carry a variety of organic fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and more. More at Ingalls-Markets.com. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This week's topic, the brand new book, 100 Things to Do in North Carolina Before You Die. That's from Reedy Press, and our guest is the author, Christy Tolley. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Before we dive into this book, tell us more about Christy Tolley.
I have been a travel writer for a bunch of years. I moved to North Carolina in 97. I've been exploring the state ever since, and I never get tired of it at all. My first travel book was actually 100 Things to Do in Asheville Before You Die. Expanding that and getting the opportunity to tell the little known and well-known places in North Carolina for people to explore was really exciting for me.
And I believe some of your work in the past involved AAA of the Carolinas, didn't it?
Yes, I was editor at AAA for several years, and then I moved over to the Points Guy and was editor there for a while. Now I'm a full-time freelancer and loving every second of it.
You brought this up just a moment ago, but would you say your book is going from the mountains to the coast to deliver those familiar names of those longtime places and maybe some surprise locations as well?
It would almost be blasphemy, I think, if I didn't include the iconic, you know, places in North Carolina, like, you know, Biltmore State, Old Salem, NASCAR Hall of Fame, places like that. But it was really important for me to shine a light on lesser known spots that people might not know about, you know, like the Whirligig Park and the American Museum of the House Cat in Silva, and highlighting independent bookstores, thrift stores, and things like that. I think one of the highest compliments I've ever received was a longtime, like, native of North Carolina, lived here her whole life, said she read my book and she said, "You had things in there I never knew, you know, were here," and was very excited to explore more of the state. I was really excited to hear that.
Let's now start talking a little bit more about some of the specific locations. There's 100 things in all. We, of course, can't get to that. But let's start going east and on to the coast. Some of the highlights in your book from there.
I share several spots along the Crystal Coast, which is that 85-mile stretch of coastline in the southern Outer Banks. You know, there you have the Cape Lookout seashore. You know, you've got the lighthouse, you've got the wild horses and things like that. There's also in Beaufort, there's just so much the pirate lore. You've got the Beaufort Ghost Walk, which is so much fun. You'll obviously find all the pirate things at the North Carolina Maritime Museum there. I'm also a big Wilmington fan, too. That area has so much to offer visitors. You've got Biddy and Bo's Coffee started there. Best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Battleship North Carolina is moored in Wilmington there. If you're into oddities and curiosities, you've got the Museum of the Bazaar in Wilmington, which I think they have Alexander Hamilton's hair and Houdini's Ouija board. So if you're into that, you definitely have to check it out. In the spring, you've got the North Carolina Azalea Festival, which has been going strong since, 1948, I think. And then if we're moving across the state, I mentioned the Whirligig Park in Wilson. And, you know, that's about 50 miles east of Raleigh. That town is just so cool. You've got the wind-driven sculptures that are part of Whirligig Park that are, some are just, you know, it's so whimsical and cool. And some of them are like over 50 feet tall. And at night, you know, it's all lit up. So it gives you a different view of this amazing area. You know, the area has the Country Doctor Museum. You've got the North Carolina Baseball Museum. It's a fun little road trip.
Today's guest on WNCW's Friday Feature is author Christy Tolley of the book 100 Things to Do in North Carolina Before You Die. Christy, let's now jump over to the other part of the state, kind of important to where we are. What about Western North Carolina and in particular our beautiful mountains?
Absolutely. I mean, maybe it's because I was born and raised in West Virginia. So I am a mountain girl at heart. And so I do have an affinity for that part of the state. And I really tried to dial it back a bit and not, like, I wanted to show love to the whole state. So it was really hard for me to rein it in. But, you know, I included the well-known spots like Biltmore State, the National Gingerbread Competition at the Omni Grove Park Inn, which is spectacular. I've got the Apple Festival in Henderson. Jacksonville, which is so much fun to go to. Oh, thinking of like the apple donuts and things like that. It's so good. And then, Cherokee, Mount Mitchell, Appalachian Trail, all that is definitely in there. But places and things I wanted to shine a light on are kind of under the radar for a lot of folks. You've got the Asheville rooftop bar tours, which is such a fun way to see the city. You get a bit of history, incredible views and sunset views too, if you time your tour right. And then you've got the pinball museums in Hendersonville and Asheville. You've got actually North Carolina's first Alpine coasters in Banner Elk, so I talk about that as well, and Wheels Through Time Museum in Maggie Valley. So I've tried to include a little bit of everything people might not know about.
Does your book also whet our appetites for some unique food at some great restaurant destinations?
Oh, you better believe it. I don't think you can write a book about North Carolina and not include the barbecue scene, right? So whether you are a Lexington style person or Eastern style barbecue, I have you covered. Like, I have several great spots across the state that have stood the test of time. They've been there for decades. I've offered up wineries and breweries and distilleries if you like to, imbibe when you're road tripping across the state, but you want to be careful. You want somebody to drive you, if you're also various food trails. The Western North Carolina Cheese Trail is in there. We also have the Surrey Sonker Trail, and then we've got the Brew and Q Trail in Pittsburgh. So also, if you make your way to Mount Airy, you have to stop at Snappy Lunch for that fried pork chop sandwich. And fun fact, the Snappy Lunch is the only Mount Airy business that was ever mentioned in the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, I remember that episode, as a matter of fact. Is there any final thing about the book you'd like to mention?
Yeah, in the back of the book, I have included a few itineraries based on your type of traveler, whether you're a foodie or a history buff. So I do offer up some options to kind of give you some guidance. I've also included itineraries based on seasons. You can map out like your trip if you're doing a spring visit somewhere. I wanted to offer up a little bit of everything for everybody. If you visit any of the spots I've included and you're on social media, please hashtag 100ThingsNC. I love to see what people are doing, and I love to share in their adventures that they're finding because of the book.
Okay, Christy, it really sounds good. Tell our listeners now how they can get a copy of your book.
Thank you. Several independent bookstores and shops carry it. In Asheville, you'll find it at Mass General Store. In Charlotte, it's at Park Road Books and the Sullenberger Aviation Museum. Also find it at Barnes and Noble, Target, places like that. But you can also go straight to the website at reedypress.com. It's REEDY press.com.
Again, the book is called 100 Things to Do in North Carolina Before You Die. Author Christy Talley, thank you for joining us on the Friday Feature.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
Friday Features on WNCW are presented by Ingalls Markets. Past editions are available at WNCW.org. Enjoy your weekend. I'm Paul.